This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about communication. I want to talk about how now more than ever our way of communicating is super vital. It's super vital. It's super important. And I feel that over the past almost, 11 months, and I think some of you might be counting down to the actual days, you will definitely know I haven't been counting or wanting to actually keep consistent track of all this, to be quite honest with you. But we've gone through a change of massive proportion, right? And I think that many of us would have to agree with it. We've had massive changes to our living patterns, our living habits. Our interactions with people has greatly been changed. Our ability to see friends and family has changed. Our ability to go out and about and hang out and, you know, go to the bar or go out to the club or whatever has changed. Many of us are maybe feeling a little lonely, a little isolated. Some of us are feeling overwhelmed, right? Some of us feel like nothing ever changed, right? Some of us feel like we've been just doing this. We've been doing this for a long time, and our lives really, really haven't changed. But how do we communicate better? Because I've realized now more than ever we need to communicate better to explain our situation, to be able to explain how we're feeling and be able to communicate and connect with other people, because I feel like that's something that's lacking. We're going to talk about that, how to communicate better with your family, your friends, your coworkers, all kinds of stuff, how to communicate clearer, because really what's better, right? Better is, that's just a word, better, you know? It's best, it's better. What does that mean? Clear. Understanding. And I've realized something, and maybe I should do a stand-up comedy on this, and I've thought about it actually quite a lot. I've realized something, and I want to share that with you right now. It's interesting how all of us are on a different program, okay? And until we actually work to expose our mental and emotional programming, we run on that programming for most of our lives, and some people never change because they never realize that it exists. Now, let me explain something else. Our programming can do multiple things. Our programming can connect us to certain people. Our programming can keep us away from other people. Our programming can instantaneously fall in love with somebody. And our programming can instantaneously not like someone. Our programming can believe that one person is out to get us, while our other programming within that can actually believe that this person's a great person. So I want to explain this because programming gets in the way of our communication. The way that we feel about situations colors how we see other people. It colors how we see the world. It colors what we hear from our spouse, our children, our whoever, our significant other. And it's interesting how all of us have these programs, but we're supposed to communicate. I mean, the whole fact that we can actually live somewhat harmoniously with some of the people around us is actually pretty amazing. Because, you know, quite honestly, that's why it's so hard to explain something sometimes, is because people don't understand. That's why drawing a picture about what you're talking about is so much more interesting and understanding, because when I say something, for example, oh, well, you know, the color was this, you know, it was like an amber type color, you know, that looked like this. And to me, I think that everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about, but you know what? Most people don't. And we're just talking about a freaking color, not a thought process or an ideology or how I feel about you or what love means to me or my loneliness or how I feel about what you just said or how I interpreted what you just said. I mean, the fact that we can actually speak to one another and not hate on each other is amazing. Okay, so how do we communicate better in our life right now? How do we communicate better? But also, how do we deal with the problems that we're having to overcome? Okay, so now we're wearing masks, right? Now we have this whole medical mask thing, you know, and it's mandatory now, right? I don't know if you know that, but it is now. Okay, so think about it. We all have these programs. We all think certain things. We all have communication that we're good at. We all have communication failure and breakdown. And on top of this, we're covering our mouth and our nose with this item, Okay, so you can't read lips anymore. I had no idea how often I read people's lips. I don't know about you, but it's amazing how often, I guess that's how I got through things. Like, I could understand what people are saying, and now with this mask, it's like you're having to ask 9 times. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. And it's interesting how this is creating another barrier to communication. And I'm not for the mask, against the mask. This is not a mask argument show, okay? We're not talking about that. I mean, I can feel one way or another, but you know what the fact is that there's a law now. You know, it is what it is. But my thing is that now we have another obstruction to communication. Now we have another obstruction to communication, and it makes it even harder. And I found that most people are not working harder to communicate. They're actually kind of not at all. Like, I found that most people are a little even, they're kind of standoffish now. Some people won't even speak, and they don't realize that you can't see their facial expression, so it looks like they don't speak, nor do they care. It's interesting how some people have no idea that the only thing that you can read now is someone's eyes, and they make absolutely no eye contact, or they look down, or they keep their eyes closed, or they slant them a different way. I see that most people have literally, their communication level has completely stopped in public. The mask stops them from speaking. They feel almost completely out of sorts, and then they don't even want to make eye contact. So it's a very interesting dynamic, and I've found that this is really getting in the way of people feeling connected. It gets in the way of people having communication, and it gets in the way of actually just, you know, camaraderie. And I've realized that if you're somebody like me that actually cares about communicating with people, you actually start realizing, okay, wait, my eyes really matter. The way I'm looking, how I'm giving eye contact, how I'm speaking really does matter. It's almost like you have to be like an actor on stage. You know how, like, when you go to a stage play and they're all like, they over-enunciate everything, you know, like they enunciate, you know, and you can see them talk up there. Even if you can't really, you know, you can see them. They look like Muppets, right? But you know what? That's what we're going to have to eventually do because we don't have a way of showing. I mean, you have to be smiling, but you can't see the smile. But it's interesting. If you've ever tried this before, and if you haven't, go do it now. If you haven't, go do it now. But if you have tried this before, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, listen to what it sounds like when you talk with a smile versus when you don't. See? I mean, think about it. Hear how the difference is? Like when you smile? It does sound different, right? And it's like, so if you think about it that way, people pick up on these little things, these cues, you know, really subconsciously. And so if you start adding that into your communication on a daily basis, realizing that there's literally something covering the majority of your face, I think to some degree we can really communicate better and we can also feel a little more connected. I know that when I go to the grocery store, and I go out there, and I know everybody at the store. I don't know about you, but I know every single person that works at that store. I know every single person that works at every store I go to. Okay? I mean, that's just the way I am. And, you know, it's interesting, because I, you know, I'll ask about their family, and I'll walk in, and I can walk in with a mask on, and everybody like, hey, Ashley, what's up? Good to see you. Because I'm always talking to people, and you know, and there's been some times in the very beginning with this mask thing. I mean, it just really kind of beats you down a little bit, you know. But I realized, I was like, I'm not going to let this get in the way of me saying hi and communicating and being my normal self. And that's what I think is very interesting. I mean, that's what I think is so tough. Not seeing people smile is really challenging for many of us because we're used to seeing that. I'm looking here on the social media feed right now, and I know that many of you are listening on the radio, whether you're listening out of Dallas, which is where we are based out of, or one of the other networks here that we are on the radio with around the country, or if you're actually watching me on Facebook or YouTube. You know, some folks are commenting right now, you know, yeah, they said it's hard because they're not seeing people's smiles. You know, Veronica's saying she doesn't see people's smiles, and she's a teacher. Struggle to not see that. And I think that also think about the struggle that a lot of us are having in general because we're so used to that feedback, that communication, even that subtle communication that can be so powerful is what we're missing. And that's what I think is so important. I think that's what's so important, and that's what we need to all start working on, is we don't want to feel like we're separated anymore. I know that many of you don't like the mask. I'm not a big fan of it either. You know, I like to smile, and, you know, my mask, it's all that lipstick in it. I still wear lipstick, yeah, even though I have a mask on. But you know what? I get it, but if we're having to deal with something, let's try to make the best of the situation and make it work for us. Why isolate ourselves? Because what I've seen is that some people are using this and they're drifting farther and farther apart. It has social implications here. It has social implications here. I know that some of you have reached out in some email messages, and I really appreciate it. If you want to reach out to me, you can do that at any time. You just go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. You just go to that contact page and click on it, and you can send me a message, and I will get back to you ASAP. Sometimes I have a lot of messages, but I do attend to my messages. Some of y'all have written to me and said, you know, it's been really challenging because, you know, you're married or you're in a relationship, and it seems like your spouse or significant other is talking all the time now. It's constant chatter. You're overwhelmed by it. Well, you're overwhelmed by it because your spouse or significant other doesn't have other people to talk to. So now you are the end-all, be-all to communication. And I found that as well, is that there's some folks that are now communicating for the first time, whether they wanted to or not. But think about it. I mean, many of us feel somewhat isolated. Many of us feel as though we've lost some of our connections. Many of us wonder what's happened. But we can make this work out to our advantage. And I have seen some things that can work out to our advantage. I have seen things that can work. I figured out stuff what we can do. I figured out how to look at the opportunity within the situation. Because, you know, I can sit there and drudge up and focus on the negative, and we can do that. Because the negative, there's always negative. There certainly is. There is not, we have enough helping some negative. But it's like, let's look at the opportunity that we have to start being able to understand what makes the human tick and what makes us tick. I've realized that the more firm I am with eye contact, the more I enunciate when I'm in public, for obvious reasons, because you can't see my mouth or my nose or any of that. The more that I use little cues, you know, the more that I give the pat on the back or the elbow, whatever that thing is that we're calling nowadays, like the substitute for the handshake, right? I get it. But, you know, I do that a lot. And I found that a lot of people, well, you know what? They're really happy to hear from you. They're really happy to see you. They really are. Because they're craving and desiring an outlet to communicate. They're craving and desiring human interaction. I mean, there's very few people on this planet that can go live in a cave somewhere and be okay. And there are some of those folks out there. Don't get me wrong. We can talk about that in another show. We don't have to judge, but I feel like most of us, for the most part, 99% of us need that human interaction. We need to understand one another. We need to feel love. We need to feel communication. We need to feel connected. We need to have human interaction. Those are natural human things. And so let's figure out how we can communicate better. Let's talk about that in the show today. We're going to talk about some things we could do besides what we just talked about. We're going to talk about some other things about what we can do in the family dynamic. And also, you know, reaching out and what we can do to reach out as well. And I know that we've talked about this maybe a few months ago, but I think it needs to be talked about now, because I know that some of us are feeling more isolated and some of us are wondering when this is all going to end. Okay? But let's look at what we can do right now. Let's look at the solutions that we have right now to make our life better. So stay tuned. Dan Nelson will be on later on in the third segment, so don't miss that. The historical perspective. Yeah, we got to talk about history because it does repeat itself. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true
life. Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about communication and how vital communication is now more than ever. Clear communication, that is. You know, and I find that now more than ever, especially when we're in public and we have the use of the face mask, we have to realize how challenging that is to communicate. How people can't take certain cues. How they can't see your mouth. They can't see the smile. So you got to start figuring out what else you can do. You have to be more, well, what I'd say is like just more on point. You know, like I was talking about earlier in the first segment, I was talking about when you go to a play and, you know, they kind of overly enunciate. So you understand them, you know, and they're more dramatic. And I'm not saying that we're all going to be actors in a play, but, you know, to some degree, life is kind of a stage, right? And we're all doing our part. We're all playing our role, right? Some of us are obviously more consciously aware than others. And, you know, that's where it all comes into play, is that we have to realize, one, that many of us are, of us have not really dealt with our programming, or we currently are, and so we know what our triggers are and that sort of thing, and we know our feelings, because you know what I'm saying. Like, when somebody acts a certain way, you know, it, depending on our program, we might say, ah, no big deal. We might be like, man, that's a jerk. You know? You have to realize, too, that little subtle things are so important now more than ever. When it comes to not being in public and picking up the phone or communicating is very vital. Yesterday I was invited to a new app by a really close friend of mine, and I got on it, and it's a communication app. And it was interesting. I went on there and I created my, you know, my name, and I put in my phone number, and it was unbelievable. I had people communicating, you know, oh my God, I'm so glad you're on here, and da 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 da, I'm so glad to see you. And I think people are just starving for contact. And so what I'm saying to you is that if there's a lot of folks out there that you haven't reached back out to, if there's some people that, well, you kind of, you know, and I don't mean that you forgot about them, but you just kind of got overwhelmed with living your life, it's time to reach out. I found that it's interesting going out to dinner with folks. You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, before all this started, you know how when you go out to dinner, you're like, oh, God, I got to go to another dinner. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm so over going to dinners, I just can't even deal with it. And then, like, in the last, you know, since we've been able to go to dinner, for some of us, some of you, I know it's been challenging, but for us that live in states that we've been able to, wow, it is like, it's like the first time going to dinner every time. You're like, woo, yeah, this is going to be great. I love it. Can't wait. I love it. I love it, all the parts. I love all parts of driving there and the traffic, and I love the parts of, you know, parking, and I love the parts of being there, because guess what? We've been starving for it. And so I want you to think about that. What are some things that you could do? The other day I picked up the phone, I woke up, and I put five names on a list of people I hadn't communicated with in a long time. And they all kind of came to mind that morning when I was doing my early, early morning meditation. And I was like, you know, I need to call them. And I called all five before, you know, or I texted all five because it was too early. I didn't want to call people at that time. That's just wrong. And it was interesting. I said, hey, give me a call or give me a text when you can. And every single person reached out. I'm so glad to hear from you. How are you doing? And four out of the five people I've talked to on the phone. And it was awesome because, you know, we none of us had ever missed a beat, but we hadn't really talked since March, April. And I'm asking you to start doing that. Each day, think about it. And I know that many of us work very hard jobs. We have a lot on our plate. We have a lot going on. But I'm saying just pick up the phone and just text maybe four or five people you haven't talked to. Reach out. Say hi. If you get a chance, get on the phone. Call them. Talk to them. Get on FaceTime if you get a chance. Get on Zoom. It's fun. When I return, we'll be talking more about the communication, what we can do, you know, because that's key. I'm just trying to give you ideas of ways to reopen your communication with folks, ways of establishing it, and ways of kind of giving people some lifelines, because some people need a lifeline, okay? And you know what? We all do at some point in our life. So let's do that for others, okay? Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The trial for former President Trump's impeachment in the Senate is now getting dialed in. Opening arguments will be on February 8th. On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the articles of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in on Tuesday, with arguments beginning around 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Also, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, has been hired to defend Donald Trump. He's now the first president to have an impeachment trial after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about communication and how we can communicate better, more effectively, more clearly in the situations that we're in right now. Now, I know that things are going to change, and I know that eventually we will go back to whatever that normal might be. I understand that. But right now, we got to come up with some clear ideas of things that we can do to make our lives easier and to make ourselves feel more connected. You know, I find it that when we start taking these thoughts and possess the power that we need to begin to analyze the situation properly and understand what we can do, it changes the entire dynamic. You know, and I've also realized, too, is that right now, more than ever, people want communication. And right before the break, I was talking about taking the time. You know, it doesn't have to be every day. I know that most of you that are listening, whether you're listening on 1160 KBDT, which is our flagship station, or if you're listening around the country. Or you might be actually watching or us on social media as well, Facebook or YouTube. But I know that you're busy, and I know that you have a lot going on. But what about one day a week or 2 days a week, or if you want to do this more often, what's about just, you know, think about five people you haven't talked to and reach out to them. And it's interesting because, like I was saying, you're, like, giving them a lifeline. Because a lot of folks, we get tunnel vision, right? And I think many of us have been tunnel visioned, and I think it happens to the best of us. I mean, I thought it was interesting. I kind of looked at my phone the other day, and I realized that for most of us, I think you all might do the same thing, is that we have a tendency of we're calling the same people back every time, but we're not expanding that circle. And it's almost like if you go down through the texting conversation, if you look at it, it's like, you know, you have like those people that are, you're always texting, however many, if that's 1, 5, 10, 20, 30, whatever, 50, whatever that looks like. But it's like you're not really getting past that group to really communicate with some people that, you know, you quite honestly had a good friendship with or a good relationship with prior to this whole situation. So I'm saying whether or not you can see people in person or whether or not you can do that, that is what it is. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, we have to think about that. We have to add that into our repertoire. And if you can share this with some of your friends, too, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just feel alone. They feel overwhelmed. They've been burdened. They've been stressed out. And, you know, if you're watching the news too much, that's a real stressful situation to be in on its own. And some of us can really deal with and mitigate and transmute stress in a really good way, and some of us can't. And so if you realize that and you understand that some people probably haven't reached out because their mind's just not in it, maybe they haven't reached out because they feel like you haven't reached out, so they feel like you don't want to talk to them. And, you know, a lot of folks are just, you know, not really knowing what's really going on. And so I find that if we take the leadership role in our communication and reach out, it can be very powerful. And I think also, too, it's like small acts of kindness. And I know that some of you are for and some of you are against meeting up with people. But my thing is that, you know, small groups, you know, I went to dinner last night with two other ladies and it was great. It was a wonderful time. And it was great because we communicated. And what I found, though, is that if we actually work to communicate, we can communicate a lot more effectively than not. So, you know, it's always a very interesting scenario. So now let's go to Dan's segment because Dan is now we're pre-recording him. Because he's camping. Here we go. Now it's time for our resident historian and genealogist, Dan Nelson. And Dan, you know, I have a question. I know that we feel like we're going through a lot of drama nowadays and a lot of things that are kind of crazy and going on around us. But I bet there was some drama back during Prohibition. Can you tell us a little bit about that or any sort of crazy stories that are historically relevant and true that you know of?
Yeah, actually I can. I have a story that I've shared with a lot of folks and I went, over the years that I went, pulled it back out to make sure that I had the details right. Cause sometimes these crazy stories you think, I must have messed that up. It can't be what it said, but this one was. So this is a story actually is about my, step nieces. I don't know if that's an official relationship, but, her past, her ancestors and, she had this ancestor named, he was in Russia, and his name was Samuel Romansky. And he came over, and apparently he had artistic ambitions, so he knew that nobody was going to be interested in art from a Rosansky, so he changed his name to Rembrandt. So he was Sam Rembrandt. And he married a gal, and they lived in the Cleveland area, and he married a gal named Mary Auerbach, and she worked as a dressmaker. So at first, Sam, you know, followed his artistic desires and had his own photography studio. But that really wasn't paying the bills. And so then he decided to go to law school. He went to the Baldwin-Wallace Law School, and he became an attorney. And he even, after he got his law degree, he was so emboldened that he ran for the Democratic nomination for state representative. And they had a primary race where the top 14 candidates would be nominated to run in the general election. And he came in 15th, so he missed it by just that much. So let's talk a little bit about his in-laws. So this is Mary's brothers. Her dad came over from Germany. Her mom came from Romania. They came in about 1902. And so Mary's oldest brother was a guy named Albert. And they were all barbers, and so he was a barber. About the only thing I could find about him barbering in Cleveland, if you will, was that he got caught for he was hosting a card game in the back of his shop, and he was using marked cards. So that caused quite a deal. He actually got sued in court for using marked cards. But for whatever reason, and I don't know, and he couldn't find any story about it, he moved, of all places, to Salt Lake City. So, you know, you go from Romania to Salt Lake, or Germany to Cleveland to Salt Lake City. So there, he sort of transitions his barbershop skills into managing a beauty counter in a department store. And if you're from Salt Lake, no, it was not Arbuck's Department Store, which is a Salt Lake name. And then he even people got a permanent wave in her hair, and it was so overdone that her hair fell out. So she sued him in state court and won. So I guess he wasn't a perfect barber. But he also had an odd other profession. He was a fight promoter, you know, as in the fight ring. Wow. And he was the first manager of the heavyweight champion of the world, Jack Dempsey. And if you look up the story of Jack Dempsey, he was discovered in Salt Lake City. Of course, as Jack became more famous, he probably got more professional fight managers, not just people that ran beauty salons. Al actually got sent out to New York City to cover a big fight, the Dempsey-Carpentier fight in New York City, and wrote three articles for the Salt Lake paper. And he was doing well enough. He bet $12,000 on the outcome of the fight and won. And there was even an article, you know, the world champ visits Utah, and he was down in Provo, which by then is where Albert's beauty salon was. And the world champ got a mani-pedi at Al's beauty salon. So that was sort of a different twist. But Albert was the good brother. If his big crime was making somebody's hair fall out or cheating at cards, and not so much with his brothers, Louis and Abraham. They ran a barber supply. They worked as barbers. They owned a chain of barber shops. And the two of them made a fortune diverting alcohol under the auspices of being used as hair tonic. That is, until they were caught and went to prison. So the name of the hair tonic, it says it right on the label, is $1 Million Hair Tonic Restore. And they had diverted 7 million gallons of industrial alcohol to a soap factory, and they're in the process of, you know, converting this and putting it on the market. So they were selling this stuff. They had sold 100,000 gallons at $10 a gallon. So they made $1 million on their $1 million hair tonic. And their partners in crime, I mean, this is like your classic, you know, mob story, whatever. They were Biagio and Carmelo Gambino. Of course, you've all heard of the Gambino crime family. Now, rumor is they got 7 million gallons made, and that was $35 million. So in the process of getting this all work, they had to bribe government officials. So because they were sort of turned in these government officials, that was another whole big series of trials. They were only given 3-year sentences in the federal penitentiary in Atlanta. A year later, Christmas 1923, they asked for and received a pardon. We've been hearing a lot about presidential pardons from President Coolidge after serving 1 year. So I don't know if they had anything on Calvin Coolidge or not. Then in 1930, apparently they hadn't learned their lesson because they got busted with a plot to manufacture whiskey from disinfectant and toilet water. Now, that sounds like some delicious whiskey. And then in 1932, Abraham was convicted to a life sentence because he went into a speakeasy and shot a guy and then chased his wife out as she was trying to escape in the car and shot her in the back. And so he was convicted of murder. He claimed it was self-defense. I'm not sure when you're shooting someone in the back how that works. But anyways, in prison, he was had come in to get shaved, the prison barber. Of course, he knew his way around the barbershop. And he grabbed a razor from the barber and slit his own throat and killed himself.
Oh, my God.
So apparently he didn't want – yeah, he was depressed. He didn't want to serve out his sentence. So that's what sort of happened with the Auerbach brothers. Meanwhile, you go back to Sam just to finish him out here. Rumor was he became a lawyer for the Italian mafia and that worked as bootleggers, including the Gambino brothers. So he was offered – he was convicted of offering a bribe to a prohibition agent to allow his brother-in-law's hair tying to move unmolested through Cleveland. So apparently he tried to bribe the wrong guy. So he served 3 years in prison. He did not get paroled. Apparently he didn't have anything on Calvin Coolidge. And he later did testify as a key witness in some of these corruption trials. After he got out of prison, he served as an aide to other lawyers, then sought to be readmitted to the bar. I couldn't find that he was. And then he later got into more trouble where he, along with his client, was accused of tipping off businesses to potential raids by the cops for money. So these guys' moral compasses drifted here and there.
That's wild. There is a lot going on in that family. My goodness.
There was.
There's a lot going on. Everything. Bootlegging, all kinds of stuff, you know. I mean, getting pardons from the president? You don't see that very often.
No, and they certainly weren't, you know, necessarily the kind of people you'd think would show up at a White House dinner, but they somehow had some connection to work.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. It's amazing the research you do to be able to find all that information and be able to put it together. That is some amazing research to find that and fill in all those blanks.
Yeah, it was fun because it almost came from newspaper articles because there was plenty of those in the 1930s, and this was big-time, you know, reporting, fun stuff to report on. And so all this stuff is placed in a book that was preserved for her family. And so it's really a fascinating book to read. Most books have good stories, but not quite, you know, people slitting their throats and shooting people in the in, you know, gang wars and mafia and so forth. So it was a little more exciting.
That's amazing. Well, Dan, I am always amazed, and you know, it's always interesting how history is a lot more interesting than fiction. So it's the reality is always more interesting, and I always love having you on to hear these stories and to hear how all this actually took place. So very cool. I look forward to seeing you next week in studio.
Likewise, I look forward to it also.
I love Dan's segment, and the historical perspective is always interesting. As you can tell, it's great how things do repeat itself. History does repeat itself. You know, the pardons, all kinds of different things that are going on. And we have a lot of fun with this segment because, you know, it's fun. And the fact is that, you know, when you go back to history and you see that it happened, it's miraculous because I love Dan's research. These are, you know, the kind of the back in the day pre-2020, 2021. It was the water cooler conversations, right? But still, these are things that we can wrap our brain around. We can understand that there was craziness and there was drama at one point in time. And guess what? It was there. And so we've gone through it. And even though we might feel like these times might be a little crazy, we understand that, you know what? It's been crazy in the past, right? So when we return, we'll be talking more about communication styles, some things that you can do real quick, some tips and tricks on how to make your life a little better, because that's really what matters, you know? And it's about how do we actually communicate? How do we get the word out there? How do we connect with people? And so I'm going to offer some ideas. And, you know, the thing is that when we begin to lead and we begin to do it and we begin to do certain things, people follow because they feel the connection. And that's what matters so much. That's what ultimately matters. And so I want us to really focus on that and see that and be able to connect with that. And I think that's going to be very powerful. So we'll be talking more about that. Dan is going to be, I think, in studio next week. I think so. He went camping this week and didn't know if he could call in or not because it's tough, you know, on the road. So it'll be interesting, but definitely looking forward to his stories. But stay tuned. Tips and tricks and some golden nuggets here in just a few minutes. And stay tuned because we only have one more segment left. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, you know, I'll be back. I'll be back this time and two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great segment with Dan, and I love it, you know, about the historical perspective. Always very interesting. It's very awakening, right? We realize that a lot of the things that we think are happening now for the very first time, well, no, it's not. It's already happened. But, you know, right now I want to just kind of wrap up the concept of the communication that we've been talking about. And I think this is where the rubber meets the road. Okay. And I know that some of us have been looking toward other people to maybe start the conversation, you know. But you know what? If you look at life in general on everything that we do, once we take the role, of doing it, we actually become a leader and a thought leader. And that's what I'm speaking about today. Is the first thing I want y'all to do is just think about who do you want to reach out to? And reach out and make it happen. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to multiple people. Hey, it's really good to hear your voice. Connect. See how they're doing. You know, reach out. And, you know, a lot of times that'll have the ripple effect, right? Other people that you reach out to will reach out to other people. And they will reach out to other people. And they will reach out to people. Because we need to create full unity, right? We need to all come together and unify at some point in time. And it's the one thing that we've held back from doing. It's the only thing that actually gives us any power. And so the more that you can reach out to your fellow women and men and everybody else just and helping them and guiding them and being a part in their life, it's going to be powerful. You know, the second thing is I want you to begin to catch your nonverbal cues, the nonverbal things that you do. I want you to think about that. I know a lot of times we don't pay attention to that. We don't pay attention to how we look at someone. We don't pay attention to how we have eye contact. We don't pay attention to maybe how we're looking down. We don't pay attention to maybe how we're perceived because you can't see, you know, the smile. But also, how are we doing that? And how do we sound when we're talking? You know, are we humdrum? Are we beaten down by life? Or, you know, do we have a little pep in the step? And I think it's something to really think about. And also telling your friends about it, too, you know, because everybody is looking to see people, to count on people, to be there, to communicate. And I've been in stores recently where, you know, you can have a, you know, it's tough because of my schedule. But, like, if I go at night, like around 8 o'clock, I'll have a 20-minute conversation with somebody. Because they haven't communicated with anybody. They're looking, they're dying, they're craving so much. Not dying, but craving so much to have communication. And that's where society is right now. And just helping people to communicate and to feel comfortable. You know, I know we've had a bunch of scares. And now it's time to connect back together. You know, another thing that I want to say is that we need to reach out to help other people in their isolation. You know, isolation, when you begin to feel isolated, you begin to feel separate, you begin to feel stressed out, you begin to feel sad, depressed, hopeless. And so I'm just saying, reach out to some of those folks. And you don't know who is isolated or who's not. Don't try to figure that out. Just reach out, because some of the people that you really think might have this whole support system doesn't. And some of the people that you think has no support system might have a great support system. But the thing is, don't worry about that. Don't qualify and quantify the idea. Just do it. Because guess what? You're going to do something that's necessary. You're going to be living the life of a leader. You're going to be living the life of somebody that's not only a thinker, but a doer. And last but not least is to inspire the other people in your life. Even if it's the produce person at the grocery store, or, you know, whoever it is, or it's the person that's living in your house with you, or it's your children, it's your friends, it's your coworkers, inspire them to be better people than they were yesterday. And, you know, inspiring yourself, you know, it all starts with us first. It's not about looking at other people and they can be better. It's about bettering ourselves and doing what we can and inspiring other people. But the biggest inspiration that you can be is an example to others. The biggest example you can be is the example to others to look up to and to say, wow, it's awesome. And to see what you're doing and be like, hey, that's really cool. I'm going to do that too. And they might not even think it's very cool. They might just adapt it. You know, it becomes part of them. They just do it. And that's important. And that's something that we need to think about. That's something that we got to get behind. And inspiring those, inspiring people, and doing it in acts of kindness. Well, now more than ever, people are needing it. And guess what? When we give it, we get it back too, right? So it's not empty. I mean, but we shouldn't look at it directly from that angle. But anytime you do good, you get good back. If you haven't already, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess.com. You can actually set up an appointment right there to work one-on-one with me. Check out our other website, the10daychallenge.com, and the 10 is the actual number 10, the10daychallenge.com. Check out the latest masterclasses we have a new masterclass coming out here in just a few days, so that'll come out soon. Can't wait to announce that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next Saturday, same time, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. Live Your True Life Perspective with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 3598, and begin to learn your history.